WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Two people were killed in eastern Tennessee overnight as severe storms and a possible tornado blew through the region. Police say a mother and daughter from the same household died. Right now, they are assessing damage near Knoxville. In addition to those millions of federal workers who have been offered buyouts and the shuttering of the U.S. Agency for International Development, the chair of the Federal Election Commission has also been removed by the Trump administration. ABC's Rachel Scott.
The FEC was created by Congress to be this independent watchdog over our election system. Overnight, the chair of the FEC, Ellen Weintraub, says that she was fired by President Trump in a letter. She is a Democrat, but this is a bipartisan commission, and under law, the president is supposed to first nominate her replacement. In a statement on social media, she says there is a legal way to remove her, and this is not it.
Flu, RSV, COVID, and norovirus cases surging in several states. Schools closed in at least four states because of it. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Over the last few months, we've talked a lot about shared revenue. That's the money that cities, towns, and villages are allowed to collect, and it's restricted by the state government. Many of these municipalities say they're not getting enough to sustain their services, especially if they're growing. Madison Mayor Satya Rhodes Conway was consistent in her messaging as voters were set to decide on a $22 million referendum to keep the city moving in the fall. She said a large part of this problem is the lack of adequate funding from the state government in amounts that are set by the legislature. Laws passed by Republicans limit the amount of taxes cities, towns, and villages are able to collect. Well, the city of Madison is shifting gears, as reported by the Wisconsin State Journal. After the city of Madison's last state lobbyist made a career change, it was time to find a new one. City staff plan to hire Republican-led firm The Welch Group to lobby the state government. The goal would be to get them to increase funding for municipalities statewide, including, of course, Madison, Wisconsin's fastest-growing city. On top of the state revenue issues, over the last few weeks, federal funding is a question mark. The city of Madison gets, on average, $45 million from the federal government each year. And Wisconsin winters are getting warmer. It's not just anecdotal. It's impacting winter industries, especially up north. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot reports.
A recent report from WICCI says that northern parts of Wisconsin are projected to warm, particularly winter nights, and much more than southern Wisconsin. Climate models predict that the number of skiable days will continue to decline, and the ski season is projected to be reduced from 5 to approximately 3 months. This is because the warmer nights will produce more rain and freezing rain events. But research shows that snowmaking and other adaption techniques can improve the viability of downhill skiing operations.
More skiing hills across Wisconsin are ramping up their efforts to make their own snow. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is 92.7 WMDX News.
The Bucks take on the Hawks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks road trip continues. After beating the Hornets in Charlotte, they're now in Atlanta to face the Hawks. In college basketball, the 21st-ranked Wisconsin Badgers take on a rival, the Iowa Hawkeyes in Iowa City. That one starts at noon tomorrow. NFL, Green Bay Packers quarterback Jordan Love was in New Orleans at the Super Bowl and was asked to describe how he thought the Packers' season went overall.
You know, I think the main theme of the season for us was just inconsistent. You know, I felt like it was some really good, and it was some just not consistent enough to be able to be one of those top offenses in the league. But, you know, we were able to generate a lot of explosive plays, and I think when we can keep building and keep honing in on all the details and just being that consistent offense like you see some of these offenses do, where they just go out and put up all these points every week and do the same stuff, I think that's where we need to get to.
As Packers quarterback Jordan Love with sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
We have some snow on the way. Could get an inch, maybe two, through the day Saturday and into Saturday evening. It's not going to be windy, but could cause some travel delays or interruptions with that little bit of snow here tomorrow. Today, though, partly to mostly cloudy. We'll get to 28 this afternoon. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 15.
Do you know or work with kids who have special health care needs? Help them live their best lives. Contact Wisconsin Wayfinder Children's Resource Network. Our specialists will connect you with services in your area. Wisconsin Wayfinder is free and confidential. Call 877-947-2929 or visit dhs.wi.gov/wiscway. Connect today. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
The John and Gordy Show.
We're talking with Dr. Tim Slecker. You know, we've been on AI for a long time.
What can you now do with data? You know, ask AI, say, based on what we know about Gordy, and based on what we know about the job market, what should Gordy do for the rest of his life?
Send him to broadcast school. He's worthless.
Weekday mornings, 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up, Dan Schaefer, author of The Recombobulation Era and Civic Media's political editor, will be here. We're going to talk about the Trump campaign and what they did right. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
So I wanna say thank you, 'cause it makes me that much stronger. Makes me work a little bit harder. Makes me that much wiser. Thanks for making me wider.
Oh, it would be one thing if we had some disinterested, impartial, objective business person, highly successful, looking at ways to make our government more efficient and save money. That's not what's happening here. Elon Musk is doing a power grab and an information heist, the biggest in American history.
Hi, good morning. Some 20-year-old incel named Big Balls online has the nuclear codes. Does Bella know where the Good Morning song is? Good morning. It's been a week, hasn't it?
It's in the computer.
This week has been the longest year of my life. Hello. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
And now I have to survive this frangela free. I mean, thank God for Brooklyn Dad Defiant, who is a patriot, stepping into the fray to help me with motions, all this. Okay, we have our Glenn Kirshner and our John Fugel saying, you and I were just talking, Chris, I can't even keep up. This is, this is what this is going to be like. Lawsuit after lawsuit. Thank God we're getting victories in the courts. As people are saying, the courts might be the only thing that holds, if barely, until he defies a court order. And then we're in a new phase of the constitutional crisis, correct? Yes. Oh, here it is. 23-year-old representative from Elon Musk's Doge was granted access to the Energy Department's IT system Wednesday by Energy Secretary whoever. This despite objections from people in the agency which controls access to info about the U.S. nuclear weapons. So that's... See, I was saying, I hired a 22-year-old Bella, but she only has the fart button. She doesn't have the nukes. So, good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. We've talked the whole night through.
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
And you.
Fantastic.
Good
fantastic.
Morning.
Okay.
Good morning.
Wow, I said that as a joke yesterday, that I didn't. I hired Belle, who's super smart, but she doesn't have the nuclear button.
Give me the button. Give me the code.
Yes, please.
I
find
to.
If Bella is in charge of the nukes, but not. Is this the guy that goes by Big Balls? This is in the year of our Lord, 2025. That's a CNN Chiron.
Uh-huh.
Someone had to type that in. Hang on. It says Doge Teen. Is known online as Big Balls.
Yep.
Now has the... Okay. Don't worry about it. He has your social security number and also the nukes. But, okay. Let's... I'm going to lightly season today's shows with some good news.
Okay. What do we got?
U.S. District Judge George O'Toole has issued a temporary block on Musk and Trump's federal employee resignation buyout program, halting its implementation for now. That, and as we reported yesterday, north, 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 just, we don't even have enough staff to unload all the money.
Right.
You get, what? The actual,
you're doing the
why
best.
Would I get US AID money?
You're doing the breaststroke and all those gold coins in your
right.
in your cave.
Yeah, I'm Scrooge McDuck over here. Uh-huh. With that. I have to just put it next to the George Soros money over there. Okay. Oh, and this guy. Oh, I got turned into the authorities. Ooh.
Oh.
Do we? I know we have a shut up cannon and a. What else do we have? I can't remember the other one now already. But I don't, do we have like a golf cannon? I don't know. Oh, we do have. Yeah, we have just anything in the shut up cannon. It's fine. Daryl. He's reported me to several people that he's copied here, because you know this is the new. Trump administration, you know, we're ratting people out in different agencies.
Uh-huh.
So Daryl, spelled D-A-R-Y-L, not like his other brother Daryl and his other brother Daryl, but
right.
this Daryl.
Okay.
Daryl Eats Estes. Daryl Estes. Hi, Daryl. Hi. He copies Kash Patel, Vivek Ramaswamy, Pam Bundy, Donald Trump Jr., and Greg Gutfeld.
Okay.
Y'all should look into this platform. She hates Trump so much it's scary. Which I guess is legal now. So
it's illegal to.
He's
hate.
Reporting me to all those people who can go.
Shut the f- up, Donnie.
Yeah. I don't. It's just an odd mix of people he's reported me to.
So it's illegal to disagree with a politician now.
Yeah. If you don't hate Trump, I think that's scary at this point.
That should be illegal.
Yeah. Okay. What else did I? Let's see. Here we go. Tom. Oh, that guy. The guy that. If the cruelty's the point. Yes. The answer is yes. Okay. Are you okay? What's happening?
We're off the air.
Oh, we are off the air? Should I keep talking or should
yeah,
I break?
Keep talking because we're, yeah.
We're back.
Okay, cool.
Okay.
We're good.
Oh, we are back on the air?
Okay.
Okay. Well, this is becoming like King of Comedy. Am I just talking to cardboard cutouts and nobody hearing? Should I break so we can make sure we're on the air?
No.
No? Don't break. I should just keep talking even though I'm not on the air? I'm confused.
You're on video.
Oh, I'm on video. Okay, hi. Hi. Okay. But you know what? Why don't you give me the thing early? Because I just prefer not to talk to nobody. So, all right, let me make my way through just a couple more. Just to, you know, in case you're not. Oh, I can't even do, well, I can do guess the quote and you'll have to get it wrong in his place.
Oh,
but,
yes,
okay.
I can do that.
Oh, here we go. Harris County, Texas District Attorney's Office, a fugitive apprehension team has caught up with and arrested a pardoned J6er that was on the run, Andrew Taki, who was wanted for online solicitation of a minor. So a couple of child porn, at least two, I believe, have been arrested that were just pardoned. Was that, Bella, mommy's old, was that just 2 weeks ago they were pardoned?
Yeah.
A couple have died in shootouts with police. One woman killed someone else in a drunk driving accident, a J6er, and then a couple of child porn people. All right. Chris, I'm going to break because I don't want to talk to nobody. So let's break and see if we are on the air, besides just video. 13 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show, brought to you by FERF, that is Freedom From Religion Foundation. If you listen to Trump's, prayer breakfast speech, he wants to, he announced, you know, war with the Middle East and saying he would like to be known as a uniter and a peacemaker, that he thinks that's how he'll be remembered. Okay, I think it might be time to join the Freedom From Religion Foundation. They are standing up for your rights as a non-religious free thinker, whether it's protecting public schools from religious influence, defending freedom of thought, or advocating for science and reason in government. When you become a member, you're not just joining a cause, you're joining a community. You get their Free Thought Today newspaper, you get events with top thinkers and activists, and so much more. Go to ffrf.us/Miller today, or text my last name, Miller, to 511-511. 2025. The year we protect our religious liberty like never before. Text fees may apply.
I know it's a tad silly, but the crew really likes it.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Oh, I know. The state of the world today can make you feel angry, depressed, overwhelmed, like we're going in the wrong direction and there's nothing we can do about it. There are ways you can make a difference and make the world a little bit better. One small but easy thing you can do, switch your phone to Credo Mobile. Credo Mobile is a progressive phone company. Every month, Credo donates to progressive nonprofits like Friends of the Earth, Reproductive Freedom for All, and the ACLU. Over the years, that's added up to over $95 million. Those nonprofits need our help more than ever right now. When you join Credo Mobile, you get all you want from a phone company: fast, reliable coverage, competitive plans, great deals on new phones. You can even bring your current phone. Switching so smart and easy, and you make a difference. Go to credomobile.com. For Stephanie Miller listeners, you get 25% off your service for 2 years if you use the code STEPH25. Learn more at credomobile.com. That's credomobile.com. Don't forget that code is STEPH25 for 25% off your service for 2 years. credomobile.com. Type in the code STEPH25.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
Burlow Mattress is more than just another mattress store. They're building better sleep for Dane County with handcrafted mattresses made to order right in Madison. And since they live there too, they make every dollar spent matter, actively partnering to benefit the community. You may even see Maddie the Mattress mascot bouncing with joy around town. In this new year, get what you deserve, a mattress that supports your dreams. American made, locally crafted.
Hey, it's me time at Chula Vista. Time for you to pamper yourself. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family, Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, 18 holes of classic golf, a relaxing spa, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park. Ziplining through canyon views in Chula's Aerial Adventure Park. And dining comes any way you like it, from pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from, with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
USA Today's Reader's Choice Awards named Chula Vista one of America's top 10 indoor water parks. Find out why at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Every story matters, and the Civic Media Radio Network is celebrating Black History Month by honoring the powerful stories of Wisconsin's own trailblazers.
Looking at the road that was laid before me,
from civil rights to business,
food and like food trucks is just like a cool atmosphere.
Science to music.
Speaking of which, this is where I spit. Express sentiment, a lot of cats on here.
I'm Terry Barr, inviting you to join us right here for inspiring stories all month long.
Stephanie Miller. Stephanie Miller.
Ah, hello. It is the Stephanie Miller Show. We're back. Okay, we experienced brief technical difficulties, so we don't know what you missed, but a 20-year-old in big balls has your Social Security number and the nuclear codes. Good morning. And also, people love the Patreon show. I feel it's important to mention that. Alexander said, thank you for the hilarious Patreon bonus video. It truly made me laugh, and wow, did I need to laugh. Oh, my God, you are so freaking cute, too. That's one thing in this divided nation we can all agree on. Mm-hmm. I am cute.
You're a baddie.
Thank you. Yes, I am. I'm a baddie with Riz.
Yes.
As the Gen Zers say. Okay. I'm not sure. Oh, and also at the prayer breakfast, Trump said that he's would like to be known as the, what did he say? A uniter and also a the peace president. This is right after he talked about invading
right. The
Middle East, right. Gaza. Yeah. Right. Yeah. And that, and the Democrats are against God. But other than that, he will be known as a uniter, which right. I think we can all agree on that.
Right.
And that I am cute. Okay. It's as bad as you think, but here, let's microdose hope. Okay. As Allison Gill says, Joyce Vance said a federal judge has just ordered Musk to get out of Treasury's computers. We are fortunate there are good lawyers representing democracy. Normally, that would end the matter. But in this era, there are legitimate questions about compliance and enforcement. We live on the edge of a constitutional crisis. Welcome to every day. You're soaking in it,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
This is what, I mean, and we'll talk to Glenn Kirshner in a couple of minutes. But the fact that we're openly speculating on that, will Trump obey even a Supreme Court order that he doesn't agree with? God bless, 13 states as well, including Tish James, God love you, hero of democracy.
Sure.
It's an early hero of democracy segment. Democratic attorneys general in several states vowed to file a lawsuit to stop Musk's Doge from accessing federal payment systems containing Americans' personal information. The statement said, as the richest man in the world, Elon Musk is not used to being told no, but in our country, no one is above the law. Remember when we all thought that was
cute.
True. The president does not have the power to give away our private information to anyone he chooses, and he cannot cut federal payments approved by Congress. Yeah, that would seem pretty cut and dried legally, but we'll see. This is what I keep thinking. Like, who are you going to call? Pam Bondi? Cash Patel?
Ghostbusters.
I mean, thank God. Yes. We are left with Ghostbusters.
We are.
All we can do is something. Do we have a containment chamber?
We have Slimer in the White House.
We need slime and we need a containment chamber.
And
that's what we need.
Elon Musk.
And Rick Moranis.
Elon Musk looks like the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man.
Yes, he does. Yeah. I love him making fun of other people's physiques.
Right.
When he is, in fact, shaped like a schmoo.
A schmoo.
As has been pointed out before on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Yes.
Okay. Joanne in Maryland. Hello, Joanne. Welcome.
Hi, Stephanie.
Hi.
And thank you so much for everything that you do.
Thank you. Thank you. Go ahead.
I would like all of your listeners to know about a couple of resources that I found really helpful. One is the Five Calls app.
Okay.
That you download the app, you enter your state, they give you a script, they give you the phone numbers, and you call your your governor, your
right.
U.S. rep, and your two senators, and it's super easy.
Yeah, and Joanne, can I just say, let me just say quickly, and then you'll do your second one, but Diane said that Blue Sky said, keep calling. Yesterday, Senator Murkowski noted the U.S. Senate phone system had around 1,600 calls a minute in contrast to the 40 a minute they usually receive.
Yeah.
So keep going, right?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yes. The other one is the Goods Unite Us app. They say it's not updated as frequently as it could be. However, it's a good starting point where you can boycott the stores or the brand names of items that you frequently buy.
And by the way,
websites I want
shop at Costco.
Yeah.
Can I just say we've got the Attorney General trying to pressure all these private companies into dropping their DEI.
And fly on Delta too.
Yes,
Delta
is
digging in against these efforts to get rid of DEI.
Yeah. So sorry, Joanne. Finish up, and then we got a break here. But Joanne,
yes.
Oh, go ahead.
Thank you. The other two websites I want to bring attention to are Indivisible.
Yeah.
They have a toolkit, and they tell you exactly how to organize and talk to your elected officials, and their motto is that you just got to bug the heck out of them. And then the last one is Field Team 6, where you can do social storming. You can register Democrats. And, we have the chance to flip the House this year
yes.
with three special elections.
Yes. Yes, I saw that. So, and stop Project 2025. Joanne, thanks very much. That's all helpful stuff. Yeah. And it also, I mean, it helps, but it also makes you feel like you're not powerless. We are not powerless here. We are winning. It's just going to be exhausting that we have to keep doing court battle after court battle. Democrats are standing up. We keep quoting Senator Murphy. We played him yesterday. He said we need to act like a real opposition party in the middle of a constitutional and democracy crisis. That means we should not be moving forward nominees or legislation in the Senate. Democrats should not be giving votes to nominees or legislation until Republicans get serious about this crisis. He's right. You can't say it's a crisis and not act like it.
Exactly.
Because it is. I mean, this one, when you talk about like your own self-interest, John Cooper says gutting USAID threatens billions of dollars for U.S. farms and businesses. $2 billion, in fact. U.S. businesses that sold goods and services to USAID are in limbo, including American farms dealing in rice, wheat, and soybeans purchased as food aid.
Yeah.
I was saying, Chris, this piece in the Washington Post, first of all, it's way too early. But, you know, some people are just getting the chaos they voted for. It hasn't hit them yet.
Right.
You know, but
they're being told that, you know, there are people rooting out government waste. On the surface, that sounds wonderful.
Right.
On the surface,
right.
I want that.
Right.
But when you marinate in this stuff like we do, it's horrifying.
Right. Obviously, Elon's in there helping himself. He's
right.
not helping.
Right.
He doesn't give two about government waste. That's the problem.
Yeah.
And here we go full circle back to disinformation and people's lack of critical thinking skills. I just wore this because, I'm sorry, Billy, we could be in Kamala right now. We could be.
Yeah.
Did you see her in L.A. yesterday, Kamala? She was in L.A. Helping, not blaming anyone, not saying I told you so. And she sits atop I told you so mountain.
Well, she lives here now.
Yes, I know.
Okay.
She was here helping in Altadena.
Yes.
By the way, someone else tweeted, so this unedited video of the CBS interview reveals the bombshell that she is kind, funny, intelligent, and ready to leave.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. That's the bombshell. And that they did nothing wrong. Oh, my God. Every interview in the history of time is edited. They have raw footage. That's what they do. There's like an hour of footage. You have to edit it. You do this every day. Or it's, you know, into a, well... Now Bella does.
Bella does.
Right.
Poor Bella has to edit you into something coherent.
Into something coherent. Try that. Sober.
We don't know what's in her drink over here.
We all take shots before the show starts.
There you go. Yeah, someone, music tutor, said Kamala was in L.A. Yesterday with victims of Altadena wildfires. Never once made any comment of I told you so. Just focused on helping Americans suffering right now. I love her so much. Jess Piper, our friend, our buddy, our pal from Kansas City, sexy liberal. Said Kamala Harris was not planning an ethnic cleansing to pave the way for golf courses. Both sides were never the same. Thank you, Jess. Oh, why did I wear this shirt just to make myself cry today? Why?
Because you're a masochist?
Mm-hmm. Don't like myself very much. Frank Conniff, who is hilarious, said, it doesn't help to call MAGA folks racist. It only makes us more divided as a nation. One possible solution that might help bring us all together would be if they stop being such f***ing racist. It's true. It's Paula Poundstone, helper.
I love
helper.
Her. Yes.
Always. She, there is an actual hashtag, Leaving MAGA, which I know, she's a nicer person than I am. She doesn't do this every hour, every day for 3 hours. She said, dear hashtag leaving MAGA people, first of all, thank you. Secondly, ask yourself which sources lied to you. Dump them. Don't let them do it again. ProPublica is good. Mother Jones is good. PBS NewsHour is good. Rolling Stone's been doing some great reporting. Reach out to them. I'm only shocked that she did not mention
Stephanie Miller,
her main source for news. But however, those are other good suggestions, Paula.
She can only receive you on her shower head.
Do not forget.
Stephanie Miller.
Right. But no, it's true. I mean, Wired is doing great stuff on this. Doge, Rolling Stone, there are places doing actual journalism. It's the only way we're going to take this country back is with actual facts. And with Glenn Kirshner, Justice Warrior.
That's right.
Next.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. We had a few fires overnight, one at a Madison apartment on East Mifflin. Someone called 911 around 4 p.m. Firefighters say everyone got out safely, but three people will need to find another place to live for the time being. They believe smoking materials sparked that fire. And a home caught fire in Wanakee last night. Nobody was hurt there. That was on Manchester East at about 6 o'clock. The flames were coming off the roof. And there was a pretty sizable fire in Windsor last night when a boiler sparked flames. Nobody was hurt. The air is so dry right now that fires can spark easier and spread faster. That's because we don't have any snow on the ground like we usually do in February. And high winds add to the equation. It was a windy day yesterday. The southern half of the state is still sitting at a moderate fire risk. This weekend is the public test of Madison's election equipment before the primary, February 18th. State law mandates these open tests running up to an election. Staff from the clerk's office will zero out all the equipment, do a faux election, run the numbers to make sure all the machines count correctly and communicate it correctly, too. They invite anybody skeptical about the process or who just wants to see it for themselves to come watch. I've been to these things before, and often there's not much of an audience. It's possible that changes this time around, after the Madison City Clerk's office didn't count nearly 200 ballots in November. The test of election equipment is tomorrow, starting at 9 a.m. at their location on East Washington Avenue. And good news for the environment and for Madison pizza lovers. You can now recycle your whole pizza box, grease stains and all. Before, you could only recycle parts of it that didn't have leftover food residue. So any part that was stained by grease was out. Here's all you need to do now. Remove all the food from the box, break it down, and put it into your recycling bin. You can find more local stories at WMDXradio.com. I'm Savannah Tome Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
We have some snow on the way. Could get an inch, maybe two, through the day Saturday and into Saturday evening. It's not going to be windy, but could cause some travel delays or interruptions with that little bit of snow here tomorrow. Today, though, partly to mostly cloudy. We'll get to 28 this afternoon. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 15.
NBL Transportation, reliable and on time. Madison's non-emergency medical transportation company is affordable and accepts insurance. Call 608-774-9715 or visit mbltransports.com to schedule your next ride.
Madison, tax season is here. Ramos Tax Services has been saving you money for over 25 years. Locally owned, open year-round, and the best price in town. Mention this ad and get $20 off your return. RamosTax.com, 658 South Gammon Road, Ramos Tax Service.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us for a Super Bowl preview party with Brady Ewing and Mike Clemens, and also Peter Rapine gives us a humorous look at the week in review. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Every scam artist is the same. Take this offer right now, expires at midnight. How many times do we see that? When you've got people who are traumatized with the idea that these buyouts, where there's no money, there's not legal authority, the government potentially shuts down March 14th, my fear is these folks are going to get scammed and then be the first to be fired because they've raised their hands.
Thank you. Who's that? Sorry.
Mark Warner.
Yeah, Mark Warner. Thank you, Mark. Senator Warner. So wait, you mean that Nigerian prince does not want to marry me and I did not win the lottery? Like, and someone did not write to me with tears in their eyes having just been robbed of all their money?
Like you were going to marry a Nigerian prince anyway.
Yeah, well, he was barking up the wrong tree there. Okay. Thank God, former U.S. Attorney Glenn Kirshner is here.
Get me Glenn Kirshner!
Former
30-year federal prosecutor Glenn Kirshner.
I can listen to him talk all day.
He has answered the call for his country once again.
Glenn Kirshner.
MSNBC legal analyst Glenn Kirshner.
On the Stephen Miller Show all day.
Piercing blue-eyed.
Glenn Kirshner.
We got that Glenn Kirshner now, and I feel okay.
Glenn, this show is going to have to become 7 hours a day, and you're going to have to be on several of them for all motions. This. Don't even. I have to ask Chris every morning. I guess, you know, this is so exhausting, the amount of lawsuits, because it seems like the only guardrail left, right? I mean, this is a federal judge has paused Trump's buyout offer that Senator Warner was just talking about for federal government employees, could block the move altogether. He issued an order pausing the buyout hours before the deadline. It's Norm Eisen's lawsuit, right, that has paused Elon Musk and his, you know, incels being able to root around in our private information. Just talk to us about where we are in general legally, because I can't even keep up with all of it.
Yeah, good morning, Steph. Good news, bad news. The good news is these lawsuits are having the desired effect. They're, you know, federal judges are telling Donald Trump and his co-president Elon Musk, cut it out, stop it, you're enjoined, you can't do it. They're putting pauses on what appear to be illegal schemes by Trump and company to force people out of government. That's the good news. The federal bench is holding strong, and it will continue to hold strong. The less good news from my perspective is what happens when Donald Trump and his administration stops complying with federal court orders. That plunges us into true constitutional crisis territory. But now I'm going to finish with good news. The good news is he has already alienated the FBI. In the event he wants to go rogue and stop complying with lawful court orders, who would he have to turn to as his preeminent law enforcement agency to have his back? The FBI. And I'll tell you, he has alienated the rank and file, the thousands and thousands of FBI agents. So it is good that, you know, he's pushing them away. That will reap benefits, I believe, in the future.
I mean, Glenn, we just were saying in the first segment, how many people did he just pardoned 2 weeks ago? A couple dead in police shootouts with, you know, one just killed someone in a drunk driving accident. A couple have been arrested on child solicitation, porn. I mean, this is what lawlessness looks like. But you're right. At least those people are still getting arrested and apprehended. Yeah, you said I stand with the men and women of the FBI who investigated the crimes. We all saw Trump's angry mob commit on January 6th. They did the hard, honest, ethical work of protecting we the people in American democracy. Now it's our turn to stand with them. Are you in? I'm in. You know, I was with our friend Harry Dunn, just a sexy liberal. When was that? Was it 2 weeks ago? But, you know, the judge yesterday, right, said that, Officer Fanon's, you know, what did she say? Heroism is not moot, you know, even though she's had to dismiss the charges because of the pardons, right?
Yeah, and some more good news, Steph. He is galvanizing all kinds of individuals and organizations and countries against him. That will be helpful as we move forward because, you know, eventually, I think all of this is going to implode or explode. And I don't know, you know, how we will pick up the pieces. But, you know, he's turning so many people against him, the FBI, the federal prosecutors, all of government, anybody who doesn't want to turn Gaza into Disneyland. I mean, he is really galvanizing world consensus against him. I actually think that's a good thing. That's going to be helpful.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and you said those are part of the lawsuits. Two FBI agents filed two lawsuits against the DOJ to prevent unlawful firing of agents. And to your point, you said there are more people who want American democracy to survive than there are people who want to destroy it. Let's act accordingly. I mean, that's our biggest fight, is against despair and just, you know, being overwhelmed with this. I don't even know what to call it these last 2 weeks, right?
I don't mind telling you, the first couple of weeks, I felt like I was at the end of my rope every day. And I would wake up in the morning with a knot in my stomach. I'd try to find more rope to hang on to. I am now beginning to embrace the lawlessness, recognizing that it will hurt him more than it will help him.
Yeah.
The more lawless conduct he engages in, the more, you know, U.S. and world opinion will turn against him. So, you know what? Bring on the lawlessness.
Yeah.
And boy, did he do just that by having Pam Bondi sworn in?
Yeah, I mean, we were talking yesterday about, you know, Elon Musk's approval rating has plummeted, which, you know, because, of course, we keep saying, like, people didn't vote for this. Although I would say you could have gotten a clue from him jumping around on stage like a, you know, some kind of psychotic jumping bean behind Trump that he was going to be involved. You know, people just didn't. But, you know, to your point, just the corruption is off the charts. You said, I wonder how many of Trump's rich friends, henchmen, just made a ton of money as a result of Trump's flip-flop on tariffs on Mexico. Kind of feels like Trump took a page out of the playbook, Market Manipulation for Dummies. I mean, I have to assume even the dullest of Trump voters is at some point going to realize Elon Musk is there helping himself. He's not there helping you. I mean, I'm just, this is just one page, Glenn, of threads. Let's see. Elon Musk is being investigated for Starlink-related BS by USAID, for labor violations by Tesla, by the DOL, for SpaceX-related failures by the FAA, and for fraud and misrepresentations by the DOJ, SEC. Wow, I can't imagine he might have an axe to grind. I mean, this is all, talk about quid pro quo. It's like, I got you elected. I gave you how many $100 million. Now I'm going to help myself. That's what this is, right?
Yeah. And here's what I hope we see soon, Steph. The federal government is not going to hold Elon Musk accountable because he's co-president. I guess he also gets presidential immunity. I'm not sure. But if he is violating state law, and when people commit federal crimes, they are almost always committing state crimes as well. But the right. thing is, the state prosecutorial authorities usually, you know, let the feds go first. Well, guess what? If the feds aren't going to go first because we can no longer count on, you know, a fair, honest Department of Justice to enforce our federal laws, then the states need to pick up the slack and they need to start bringing criminal charges against anybody and everybody who is engaged in, you know, governmental illegality,
yeah, that's right.
Recognizing the DOJ is not going to go after them.
That's right, Glenn. I mean, that's only everything. Is just because they've given up on the rule of law doesn't mean we all have to just right. go, oh, well, there's nothing we're going to be able to do for 4 years. There is. And, you know, we're having some victories as we, you know, as we move forward. I mean, this stuff, Pam Bondi, I just have to, it's just one, first of all, we all know they lied in all of the, oh, no, this is not going to be about retribution. What were her first moves on her first day? We're all about retribution, right? And I mean, and nothing, frankly, shocking, right? Let's see, where are we? Hang on. Hold, please. Trump administration disbands task force targeting Russian oligarchs. The Department of Justice under Trump is disbanding an effort started after the invasion. Because, of course, who wins again? Putin, always, right? Bondi disbands FBI task force on foreign campaign donations and election meddling by foreign actors. I mean, it could not be more out in the open. It's like, you know, yes, and thank you, Russia, for helping get Trump installed.
And, Steph, here's my favorite Bondi move. It's actually my least favorite. So she testified in her set of confirmation hearings, there will be no enemies list if I am confirmed as attorney general. Okay, who is Donald Trump incessantly whining and complaining about? Who are the marquee enemies of Donald Trump? Jack Smith, Alvin Bragg, Tish James, and the FBI investigators and federal prosecutors who handled J6 cases. On day one, Pam Bondi came in and said, and I have the memo right here that she issued, saying, okay, the department is going after Jack Smith, Alvin Bragg, Letitia James, and the FBI investigators and federal prosecutors who handled J6 cases. Maybe that's just a coincidence, but it kind of sounds like Donald Trump's enemies list. This is where we are, the legal upside down.
It goes on and on. Just one more on Musk. So the fact that USAID was investigating Musk for what he did with his Starlink and Ukraine war after a phone call from Putin is just a coincidence and has nothing to do with why Musk is targeting USAID. Oh, and all the pages referring to the investigation of Musk are all missing, and that's just a coincidence, too. I mean, they're trying to erase everything, right? Any evidence of crimes, our history, you know, and clearly, what do you call, he fired the head of the FAA because he was going to fine him for safety violations with SpaceX. And now the most terrifying, I think, news of the week is he has his 20-year-olds. They're going to fix the aviation system. He has them rooting around in the aviation system.
He's making America dangerous again. He's making America less safe for the American people. And all of this will come home to roost. I don't know when. It's not going to be quick and it's not going to be easy. But again, opinion will galvanize. The Dems are trying to step up and get more aggressive. The courts are holding. And, you know, I would hope at some point the Republicans in Congress will say, you know, we don't really want to bring an end to American democracy. So maybe we should assert ourselves as well.
By the by, this one, Kasim Rashad said, I was just sent a memo from a contact in the DOJ from the new AG instructing and informing all department employees that the DOJ will be prosecuting private corporations who enact DEI and DEIA policies. Yes, private corporations. This is Project 2025. This is fascism, and this will get worse.
Steph, it's not a crime. It's not a crime to have, as part of your goal, your mission, diversity, equity, inclusivity. It's not a crime. And the fact that they're saying we're going to prosecute you for things that aren't crimes, in fact, I think they're important societal missions, but they're not crimes. You can't prosecute people for, you know, having policies that encourage diversity.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, one last one. ICE under the Trump administration has been pushing old press releases into Google searches by updating their timestamps in order to game Google search results to create the appearance of a wave of mass deportations. What have I been saying from the beginning? This is just a big, dumb reality TV, loud, mean stunt to make people feel, right, you know, the meaner the better. The report, they said thousands of press releases and decades-old enforcement actions had topped Google search results after Trump's inauguration. I mean, we are so in – even George Orwell couldn't imagine how George Orwellian this is right now, right?
Yeah, and breaking news, Donald Trump just brought down the Berlin Wall. Just want everybody to know that.
Yeah, did he? Oh, okay, thanks. And we've always been at war with East Asia.
Yeah.
This is where we're at. Trump teased a constitutionally prohibited 2028 run for the White House, saying someone told him, I don't think you can run again. Trump floated the idea of blowing off term limits for years. One Republican, of course, has already introduced an amendment to allow it. If Trump decided he wanted to hold on to power past 2028, there's at least four paths he could try. And then they go down the paths. He could generate a movement to repeal the 22nd Amendment directly. There's a loophole that will allow him to run for vice president. Then he could run for president again on the bet a compliant Supreme Court wouldn't stop him, or he could simply refuse to leave. I mean, Glenn, help me.
All right. So, Steph, first of all, does anybody think this lawlessness is sustainable? I don't think it is. And never forget that Donald Trump, Elon Musk, his little fraternity that's going from agency to agency, creating mischief and potentially, you know, compromising our personal identifying information. They want us desperate, despondent, anxiety filled. They want us to lay down and die. They want us to bury our heads in the sand. Don't do it. Take the frustration. Let it energize you to find ways to fight this lawlessness. Don't give in to them. Don't give them what they want. And we're going to come out the other end. I don't know when. I don't know how. But we're going to come out the other end.
Glenn, in the year of our Lord 2025, there was an actual chyron on CNN that said 20-year-old known online as Big Balls has access to the nuclear codes. So that's...
That's where we are.
That's where we are this morning. Okay. I just have to hope it's going to wake people up. You know, it may take time, I guess. But, you know, like I was saying to Chris, I guess it just hasn't hit some people yet. The people that voted for chaos are getting it, and some of them are still cheering it on, going, this is great. This is what I wanted, you know, without realizing what's actually happening, right?
Yeah, but keep fighting like our democracy depends on it.
Yeah. All right. You have some big Justice Matters balls, can I just say?
And a big, yeah, a big gavel. A giant gavel.
Yes, you do.
Oh. Yeah! There it is!
There it is, ladies. All right. Thanks, Glenn.
Thank you, Glenn.
Justice does matter. Love you. Mwah.
Love you. See you guys.
All right. 49 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by CB Distillery. Wow. It's like they were created for this moment in the year of our Lord, 2025.
I had some under my tongue this morning.
Oh. Thank God, right?
Yep.
How's those gummies holding out, Bella?
Oh, my roommate took one nights ago, and he loved it.
Don't be Bogarting the gummies, Bella's roommates. Let's the highest
Bogarting.
Is that an old word?
Yeah.
That makes me less Riz?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. CBD, the highest quality CBD from CB Distillery. Natural plant-based solutions for sleep, stress, even post-workout pain that actually work. I love it. It's working on my shoulder and my lower back now. Because,
yeah.
Grandma. Okay, CB Distillery. Solutions for all of it. Over 2 million satisfied customers. You can save 20% right now with the promo code Stephanie at cbdistillery.com. That is cbdistillery.com. The promo code is Stephanie, not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
The 21st century is a very dangerous century.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, you know, I'm a flexible gal, if you've listened to me. Flexibility is important to me in how and when I get tasks done for my workday. With Stamps.com, tedious tasks like sending certified mail, invoices, checks, or documents and packages can be done on your time, not someone else's. Stamps.com simplifies your postage needs, adds valuable flexibility back into your workday, which means you can decide when and where to invest your time, like focusing on the important parts of the business that only you can do. Stamps.com handles all of your mailing and shipping needs wherever, whenever. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart if you sell products online. Access all the USPS and UPS services you need to run your business right from your computer or phone anytime, day or night. No lines, no traffic, no waiting. Have more flexibility in your life with Stamps.com. Sign up at Stamps.com. The code is Stephanie for a special offer that includes a 4-week trial plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. Stamps.com. Code is Stephanie.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. That's 800-884-9018.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Donald Trump is president again, and Democrats need to take a new approach to combat this presidency. Part of that is recognizing the realignment of how we arrived here. In last year's election, one thing Trump did successfully was turn out people who might not otherwise vote. In Wisconsin, he increased his vote share in all 72 counties en route to the largest popular vote total in state history. How did he do this? Well, as I see it, there are two factions of Republicans. One is the more traditional country club Republicans. The other is the newer group, what I'm calling the pro-wrestling Republicans. In my latest column, I wrote about how Donald Trump transformed the party by prioritizing the pro-wrestling Republicans, and why recognizing this new reality is critical to Democrats' ability to grab a steel chair of their own and fight back. Subscribe and read it now at the Recombobulation Area.
Hey there, this is Carrie Joy with today's Work Money Minute and a little bit of tough love about investing in collectibles. I'm going to say this as nicely as I can. Collectibles are just not good investments. Comic books, Beanie Babies, World War II memorabilia, American Girl doll stuff. They just don't math out as investments. Now, collecting as a hobby that brings you joy is perfectly fine if you can afford it. Just don't confuse the fun of the hunt with the potential for profits. And importantly, they are illiquid, meaning you can't turn it into cash in a pinch like you can with a real security like a stock. Now, I'm not saying you gotta stop collecting whatever you enjoy. Just make sure you're paying down your high interest debt like credit cards and saving for retirement. For more tips on saving more and spending less, search up Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
this portion of the Stephanie Miller Show. Bella doesn't yell talk horror at me, so I never know right. when to talk. Yeah, that's something you have to teach her. Okay.
Oh, she can say it.
It's a new year. She's been going to wait a week. She's been employed for a week before she calls me a whore. Okay. Listen, we believe in freedom of speech here at the Stephanie Miller Show. And what? Freedom from religion.
We do.
That's why we believe in Freedom from Religion Foundation. They are standing up for your rights as a non-religious free thinker, whether it's protecting public schools from religious interference, defending freedom of thought, or advocating for science and reason in government. Yikes. Uh-huh. Yeah, just like I said to Glenn, we don't have to stop believing in it. Right?
Right.
Just because we can still fight. Get it. You are joining not just a cause, a community. You get access to their newspaper events with top thinkers and activists and so much more. FFRF.us/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. 2025, the year we protect our religious liberties like never before. Text fees may apply. 55 minutes after the hour. Yay, we can have nice things. JoJo from Jurors booked for Monday.
Uh-huh.
This is the kind of text I get from her yesterday. She just said, what the is actually even happening? That's the kind of text. We just text each other F-bombs all day long.
Nice. Oh, and yeah, I texted her to book her this morning, and she said, hell yes, I'm coming on. Piers Morgan just asked me to be on at the same time, LOL. And then she said, sorry, buddy, I'm choosing Team Sanity. Suck it, Piers.
I second that.
Uh-huh.
Suck it, Piers.
And then I went on and got even more filthy. You know?
Yes, about donkey D's. Okay, that's fine. Senator Tina Smith tweeted, Elon Musk and his interns meddling in aviation safety is truly terrifying. Can I just say, I need to go see my oldest sister. My brother-in-law has had a couple of strokes. I've never been there to visit. I'm terrified. I'm supposed to go next month. I haven't booked my ticket. I mean, this is a senator saying this is terrifying. Southpaw, our friend, said Musk posts a tweet regarding the FAA saying that Muskrats will work to, quote, make rapid safety upgrades to the air traffic control system. Yikes. This is simply insane. It's unbelievably dangerous. The testing requirements on adding new code into existing systems should be exhaustive, never done by people writing the code. The chance of inadvertently screwing something up on a complex code base is huge. You can't just do it on the fly. It's the FAA. Now is Elon Musk and his group of inexperienced 20-something-year-olds, quote-unquote, upgrading the FAA systems. I mean, I don't know what is going to wake people up, but there's got to be some critical mass, I would think, at some point.
You're trying to get the FCC towards this now.
I only said the first part.
It was enough.
No.
Yes, it was.
Karen in Chicago. Hello. Hi, Karen.
Hello. Is it normal that I'm hearing rushing water with every breaking news story in my ears? It's just like,
try ginkgo biloba.
I mean, it's okay. So this is something that came down, and I don't know if you guys touched on this, but the energy secretary handed the keys over to a 23-year-old today to an Elon Musk associate. Yes. Yay! And so they basically have access to all nuclear weapons and systems.
Correct.
What? The entire F.
Right.
Really.
Right.
I mean, seriously,
thank you, Karen.
What are we doing here?
How do any of us get through a sentence without an F-bomb, Chris? We just don't.
You just proved that.
Okay. We have John Fugel saying and Brooklyn Dad Defiant all coming up.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next program, Monday morning, we kick off the week of love with John and Gordy.
And light the patchouli oil and bring those bead curtains.
Oh, the lava lamps, too.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8.
This is Chad Spate for Chad's Design Build. We're proud to employ some of the best carpenters and remodeling professionals in our industry. Are you honest and hardworking? Do you love to improve people's lives by improving their homes? Chad's Design Build offers excellent compensation and benefits focused on outstanding customer service, professional design, construction management, and craftsmanship, all in a nurturing, positive workplace. Whether you're thinking about remodeling your home or considering joining our team, go to chadsdesignbuild.com to learn more.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Live bird markets in New York City on Long Island and in Westchester County, north of New York City, are being shut down for a week after new cases of bird flu have been detected. New York Governor Kathy Hochul.
Over the last week, inspectors have detected 7 cases of bird flu in poultry during routine inspections at live bird markets in the Bronx, Brooklyn, and Queens.
The flocks have been destroyed. Public health officials say, though, there's very little threat to humans in New York at this time. President Trump will host the Prime Minister of Japan today. Trade, economic security, and defense cooperation all expected to be topics. Hours before a midnight deadline, a federal judge stepped in, temporarily blocking the buyouts offered to about 2 million federal employees. A hearing will be held Monday into the legality of the buyouts. Severe weather in eastern Tennessee has killed a mother and daughter and left 3 other people hurt. The possible tornado blew through last night west of Knoxville. This is ABC News.